Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a time when you forgot something important. Forgetting something important is a common experience that many IELTS candidates can relate to. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, where you're asked to speak at length about a personal experience. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions related to this topic and maximize your score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about memory and forgetfulness. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have a good memory? Band 6-7, answer. I'd say my memory is fairly good. I can usually remember important things, but sometimes I forget small details. Band 8-9, answer. Well, I'd like to think I have a reasonably good memory. I tend to excel at remembering faces and important events, but I must admit that occasionally, trivial details slip my mind. It's fascinating how our brains selectively retain information, isn't it? Q. What kinds of things do people often forget? Band 6-7. Answer. People often forget things like keys, appointments, and birthdays. It's easy to forget small, everyday items. Band 8-9. Answer. It's quite intriguing to observe the common lapses in memory that many of us experience. Mundane items like keys and wallets are frequently misplaced, while time-sensitive commitments such as appointments or deadlines can also slip our minds. Interestingly, even significant dates like anniversaries or birthdays aren't immune to forgetfulness, despite their emotional importance. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you forgot something important. You should say what you forgot, when and where it happened, why it was important, how you felt about it. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience about a time when I inadvertently forgot something crucial. It was during my final year of university, and I had a pivotal presentation for my thesis defense. The incident occurred on a Wednesday morning in May, just last year. I was supposed to present my research findings to a panel of professors at the university auditorium. This presentation was immensely significant, as it accounted for a substantial portion of my final grade and was essentially the culmination of my undergraduate studies. However, in my nervous state and amid the flurry of last-minute preparations, I made a critical error. I left my USB drive, which contained my entire presentation, at home. I only realized this grave oversight when I reached the university, merely 30 minutes before my scheduled time slot. The moment of realization was absolutely heart-stopping. I felt a wave of panic wash over me, and my mind started racing, trying to find a solution. The presentation was the result of months of hard work, and the thought of not being able to present it properly was truly distressing. In that moment of crisis, I had to think on my feet. I quickly called my roommate, who fortunately was at home, and asked him to locate the USB drive and send me the files via email. While waiting for the files, I hastily recreated some key slides from memory on my laptop. Thankfully, my roommate came through, and I received the files just in time. Although I was flustered and on edge, I managed to deliver my presentation successfully. This experience taught me a valuable lesson about double-checking important items and always having a backup plan. Looking back, while it was an incredibly stressful situation, it also demonstrated my ability to handle pressure and think creatively in challenging circumstances. It's an experience I'll never forget, ironically enough, and it has made me much more meticulous in my preparations for important events. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your habits? Do you think modern technology helps or hinders our memory? Sample answers, band 8-9. This experience was truly a wake-up call for me. It profoundly impacted my approach to important events and deadlines. Now, I'm much more meticulous in my preparations. I've developed a habit of creating detailed checklists for important occasions and double-checking everything the night before. Additionally, I've started using cloud storage services to keep backups of crucial files, ensuring I can access them from anywhere. This incident has made me significantly more organized and proactive in managing my responsibilities. That's an intriguing question with no straightforward answer. On one hand, modern technology has provided us with incredible tools to aid our memory. Smartphones with reminder apps, cloud storage for important documents, and digital calendars have made it easier to keep track of our commitments and information. However, there's an argument to be made that this reliance on technology might be diminishing our natural memory capacity. When we know we can easily look up information or set a reminder, we might not make as much effort to commit things to memory. Ultimately, I believe it's about striking a balance, using technology as a tool to enhance our memory rather than replace it entirely. Part 3, two-way discussion. Q, why do you think people tend to forget things? Band 6-7 answer. People often forget things because they're busy or stressed. Sometimes there's too much information to remember everything. Band 8-9 answer. There are multiple factors that contribute to forgetfulness. Primarily, in our fast-paced, information-saturated world, our brains are constantly bombarded with stimuli, making it challenging to retain everything. Stress and lack of sleep can significantly impair our cognitive functions, including memory. Additionally, the way we process information plays a role. If we don't actively engage with new information or fail to create meaningful associations, it's more likely to slip from our memory. It's also worth noting that some degree of forgetfulness is a natural part of how our brains optimize information storage, discarding details deemed less important to make room for new, potentially more critical information. Q. How can people improve their memory? Band 6-7. Answer. People can improve their memory by getting enough sleep, eating healthy food, and practicing memory exercises. Reading more can also help. Band 8-9 answer. Enhancing memory is a multifaceted endeavor that involves both lifestyle changes and specific techniques. On the lifestyle front, ensuring adequate sleep is crucial, as it's during sleep that our brains consolidate memories. A balanced diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants can support brain health. Regular physical exercise has been shown to improve cognitive function, including memory. In terms of specific techniques, active recall, testing yourself on information rather than passively reviewing it, is highly effective. The method of loci, where you associate information with specific locations in a familiar setting, can be powerful for memorizing ordered lists. Spaced repetition, reviewing information at increasing intervals, helps transfer knowledge from short-term to long-term memory. Additionally, mindfulness meditation has been found to improve focus and memory. Lastly, continually challenging your brain with new learning experiences, be it a new language or skill, can help maintain and improve overall cognitive function, including memory. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Inadvertently, adverb, inadvertently, without intention, accidentally. Example, I inadvertently left my keys at home this morning. Pivotal, adjective, pivotal, of crucial importance. Example, the meeting was pivotal in deciding the company's future direction. Amid, preposition, amid, surrounded by, in the middle of. Example, amid the chaos of the market, I lost sight of my friend. Grave oversight, noun phrase, a serious mistake or error. Example, forgetting to lock the door was a grave oversight that led to the burglary. Think on your feet. Idiom, to think and react quickly in a situation. Example, in sales, you need to be able to think on your feet when dealing with customer inquiries. Meticulous, adjective, showing great attention to detail, very careful and precise. Example, the scientist was meticulous in recording every observation during the experiment. Wake up call, an event that makes you realize you need to take action to change a situation. Example, the health scare was a wake-up call for him to start exercising and eating better. Profoundly adverb, deeply or extremely. Example, the experience profoundly changed her outlook on life. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing experiences like forgetting something important, focus on these key areas. Vocabulary range. Incorporate a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and phrasal verbs. This demonstrates linguistic flexibility and sophistication. Coherence and fluency. Structure your response logically using appropriate linking words to connect ideas smoothly. Grammatical accuracy. Use a mix of simple and complex sentence structures accurately. Pay attention to verb tenses, especially when narrating past events. Pronunciation and intonation. Speak clearly and use intonation to emphasize key points in your story. Development of ideas. Provide detailed examples and explanations to support your main points. This shows depth of thought and ability to elaborate. Relevant response. Ensure your answer directly addresses all parts of the question or cue card. Remember, practice is key. Regularly talking about various topics in English, recording yourself, and analyzing your responses can significantly improve your performance. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. How to describe a time you had to apologize to someone in IELTS speaking. How to describe a time you received unexpected good news in IELTS speaking. By following these guidelines and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any topic in the IELTS speaking test, including describing a time when you forgot something important. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.